Welcome back to the show and the Human Design series. I'm excited. We are on the last energy type within the energy type portion of the series. So today we are going to be talking about reflectors. And reflectors are a non-energy type, and they only make up 1% of the population, if that. Like, they are literally the unicorns. And I have had a great joy of actually, I worked with, I had one reflector client, like, I don't know, maybe like 5 years ago. I know two reflectors here locally in the Phoenix area. And then I ended up meeting a fourth reflector here in the Phoenix area. And I was like, what is happening? Is there a surplus of reflectors here? Because how is there like three that I know of? I mean, I don't know. Could there be more? I don't know. But I know I've met three of them. I know two of them, and I just met another one. So I was like, what's going on? Like, that made me really excited. And being the total human design nerd that I am, yes, I totally freaked out when I find out somebody's a reflector. Because I'm like, oh my God, you're a unicorn. Oh my God, you're a reflector. I have all the questions. I want to ask you all the things. Because I'm very, very intrigued by this energy type. And so I did take a ton of notes for this episode because I really wanted to make sure that I like packed full this episode with a ton of reflector knowledge and information, because what I do notice and what I do find is that I just don't think there's a lot of information out there about reflectors, at least online, right? And it's probably because, right, it's the 1%. We tend to talk about the generators and the manigens. There's a lot of content out there for them. You know, they make up 70%. I get it. There's even a lot of content out there now for projectors, way more than there ever was when I very first started learning about human design. And I'm even seeing more and more content coming out from manifestors about manifestors. But again, there's not a lot of content about reflectors. And I get it, there's only 1%, right? And so this is an area that I feel like, again, I don't feel like there's a ton out there. And I really want to be able to make this episode as, you know, fun and packed full of really great information, so that if you're a reflector, hello, my unicorn, welcome to the show. I'm so excited you're here and to share more about you. And I hope that you enjoy this. But also, if you're somebody who knows a reflector like me, or you're married to one, or you're raising a reflector baby, you know, that you just have a better understanding of their unicorn ways, right? And really better understand how they operate in the world. Because again, I know I say this every time, everybody's unique and they work very differently. But I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't work any more differently than a reflector, okay? There is like, I mean, they work very, very differently. So we're going to dive right in. And I'm definitely very, like I said, very excited to share more about them. So reflectors can be very passionate people. They can be talkative, very unique, very unique energy, and they can be very empathic and very sensitive. And this is more like than just like, you know, emotional. Most people, when you hear highly sensitive, you're thinking heightened emotions, which they can, right? Because they can amplify emotions, just like many of us can. When I'm meaning highly sensitive, this is more about like they're especially sensitive to other people and like the environments that they're within. So you're going to better understand this as we get into this and I start talking about their auric field and like their purpose and what they're here to do. But just know that they are very sensitive to the people around them and their environments. Now, part of this is because of how their auric field is working. And they have two ways in which the aura is really benefiting them. So the aura is sampling. And what this means is that it's literally sampling everyone else around them, the environments that they're in, the people that they're in, even the cosmic energy that we are within. They're amplifying this energy, and they're becoming these beautiful mirrors of the energy back to the collective. So a reflector, that's how they get their name. Really, they are a reflection. They are reflecting out the energy of people, they're reflecting out the energy of environments, and they're reflecting out the energy of the cosmos, which is really freaking cool, right? Now, when they become more aware and really wise to this energy and begin to understand how to be operating within this energy and really owning it and being in the full embodiment of it, their aura then can become this beautiful protection bubble of sorts for them. And so they'll say, sometimes you might hear this or read on this if you're looking up information, where it will say it's resistant, a resistant auric field. And that just means that it's becoming more resistant to actually like attaching to the energy that it is moving through them, right? So they're not attaching to the people, the places around them. They're not becoming too like, oh, this is actually mine energy, right? They're understanding that they are constantly cycling through energy fields, and it is not always their energy that they are attaching. So they're not attaching to this energy that's coming through them. So their aura becomes much better at working in this resistant energy that essentially protects them. Now, when we're looking at their strategy, now here's the interesting thing that is true only for reflectors. Their strategy and their authority, which again, we're going to get into authorities in the next section of our series, and authority is essentially how our intuition is speaking to us. It's how we're making decisions. Reflectors are the only ones that their strategy and their authority are very much one and the same, because for them, their strategy is to wait a lunar cycle. And this is really about like big decisions in their life. Smaller decisions don't always have to necessarily be a lunar cycle, but there is this waiting period that the reflector has to move through. And this is how the authority is working too. And as you're waiting a lunar cycle, this is how you gain the clarity within the decisions. Because how this actually is working is that reflectors really need space to move with the energy. This is the game changer for them, okay? So this is when they really understand their strategy, like things really start to fall into place for them. Because like life kind of just like shows them, it kind of just moves through them. They have to really be almost like in a more trusting and this like surrendered state of like free flowing, that trusting that as they're moving through this kind of wading through the lunar cycle, that they're being guided and supported, and this energy is naturally carrying them. So that's this deep trust that what is right for them will continue to keep coming back up through this lunar cycle. So if there's like a big decision that needs to be made, it's trusting that when I allow myself to go through this, like, you know, maybe it's a 2 week or 3 week, you know, 28 day lunar cycle, this thing will continue to keep coming back up to me if it is correct for me, if this is the thing. So again, yes, this can take time, and it's learning how to just like trust this cycle. And again, it's like, not many children or people operate this way, right? Like if somebody's like, well, I need a full month, right, to make this decision, this is just not the norm, right, of like how the world operates. But for the reflector, because they're really ruled by the moon and they are a lunar type, they need to be able to move with the energy of what's pouring through them. And I'll get more into this when we're kind of talking about, because there's two different ways of sources of energy that are being expressed through them. And so it'll make even more sense as we continue talking about this. But just knowing, like, as you're moving with the lunar cycle, you trust it, it's going to bring you to the clarity. Like, you don't even have to really like overly stress or worry about like, I need to figure this out, because life is just going to show it to you as you kind of like release the control through the cycle that you're just naturally here to move through and express and to like feel and like, you know, learn from and grow from and operate with. So the not self theme for the reflector is disappointment. Now, this can express several different ways, but essentially, like, the disappointment is really, it could be disappointment with others. It could be disappointment in situations or just in life. It can be kind of like this down and out, low mood, maybe almost like borderline depression, just kind of like in a funk. But it's essentially like this almost restricted energy that you may be feeling. Like, maybe you feel like you're being put in a box, or you're kind of putting yourself in a box. Maybe you feel like you're being labeled a certain way, or you're labeling yourself a certain way and you're putting certain conditions on yourself. And so there's this overall letdown and just kind of like feeling this kind of like blasé, where the day kind of just doesn't feel like, you know, it just has more of like this blah, kind of maybe like feeling like this is meaningless, or I don't feel like there's any meaning here. And there's just kind of like this emptiness that is kind of popping up within this like disappointed energy. Now, the signature for the reflector is surprise. And I love this. Like, this is so fun, because really what this is about is really living in the awe of life. Like, they have so much wonderment. Like, when they are in the fullness of wonderment, this very like childlike and playful energy, this very giddy, excited, really in the love of like, they're in love with like all the possibilities, all the like the unlimited potential, like very expansive energy. Like, when they're in that, like this just, that's the surprise. It's just this bigness that they get to play in. And it's, again, it's just very playful, childlike, very in this like wonderment, right? Just like seeing the world through the eyes of like this child. And I mean, when you think of children, like, right, like everything feels like a surprise to them. Everything feels like a whoa, like look at that, like wow, right? Like, that's the signature of the reflector. They really get to live in that, like isn't that fun? Like, that gets to be like their signature all the time. Like, I feel like that's just like such a fun way to like be like, that's kind of what I get to be in. Like, cool, right? Like, I absolutely dig it. And it's probably because like I love like inner child stuff, and I very much like, I love to bring in play and childlike energy. And so for me, like the reflector energy, it just like, I'm obsessed with that. So the purpose for a reflector and what they're really here to do is to, like I've said, to reflect back the energy. They really are here to be the center point of the community, of the collective. And we talked a lot about this in the episode where I was going through like how the energy types all work together, right? And the reflectors really are here to reflect back like what is and isn't working. Right? They are kind of like the human barometer for the collective. They are the human barometer of the tribe, their family, their network, the environments that they're within. Like, they really are there to really like show what the health of others and the health of the environment. So their vessel is here to show us all like who we really are. And again, like what is working for us, what isn't working for us. So they get to be like this really fun, like shapeshifter and chameleon, and they really get to be fully in this like free energy, because they are so designed to be fully in that like playful, free, flowy kind of get to go. Like, literally, when you think of somebody who really goes with the flow, like that is a reflector, because they're not tied down to one thing or one way of being. Because they are here to really be like going through all these different cycles and all these different energies. And so how this actually looks like when I was saying before, like these two sources of energy that's actually being expressed through this like beautiful openness that they have. And like, this is really what they're here to do is you have to know, like, you can do whatever you want. Like, I feel like I forgot to add that in before we jumped into the two sources, is really understanding like you're really here to be and do whatever you want. You totally can be and do whatever you want. And you get to be there by just remaining open and clear, like this clear open channel and this vessel, and really allowing yourself to flow, like just I said, like effortlessly through life when you are in this openness of the expansiveness and being in the childlike wonderment of the unlimited possibilities and everything that you get to shapeshift and can be this chameleon to, right? So again, like, how does this look? So when we're looking at, there are two sources of energies that are really being expressed through this openness, that this beautiful like channeling this reflection that you are here to do. So like I said before, one is people and environments. So again, you're really understanding that you amplify the energy around you. And this is how the reflector becomes this big mirror to others, because it's taking in the other, whether it's a person or an environment, it is amplifying that energy up and reflecting it out. So literally we can see very, very clearly this energy pouring out of them. And so depending on who you're around, where you are, any given day, it could really shift a lot, your energy, your emotional states, how you're feeling, all of the things, because this can change on a daily, right? And so you have to really kind of just like understand that you are everything and nothing all at once, if that makes sense, because you're literally like, you're reflecting everything, and you are also none of all of these things that are coming through all the time, because it's this constantly evolving and different cycles that are constantly moving and shifting through you. And it's through this, though, that you actually can find, when you start, again, aligning into this energy, that you will crave this, because this is where you get to play full out in this full life experience of all these different varieties and this vastness and this wide, you know, expansive energy of all these different people and environments and things that you get to bring in, amplify, and reflect out, right? Now, this other source of energy that's playing into this and also playing along with this kind of like the shifting and this evolving every single, you know, maybe every day or every couple of days as you're kind of like shifting through, is the cosmos, right? The moon. Like I said, the reflector is ruled by the moon. It is a lunar energy type. So you're working with these natural ebbs and flows and these energetic shifts, right? So this, when we think about this as like the cosmos and the moon, if you know anything about like the phases of the moon, and I'm not going to try to go all through that, because I feel like that's in and of itself is like a whole other episode that we could get into. But it's this like the understanding that there's constant shifting and in motion that the lunar cycles are within, right? And the reflector is very tapped in to these different phases. And so when you're looking at like astrologically or a human design chart, and you're looking at like a collective chart, there's this constant like shifting, right? The planets are constantly moving and shifting. And so the moon is constantly going through different phases. And so this is what also is impacting like the energy field within the reflector. So like when you sit there and you think, right, of like, other times, like how many of us talk about this, right? Like the full moon, I felt this way. And then the new moon, I felt this way. And then like, what's going on with Mercury retrograde? And like, oh my gosh, da 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 da, right? Like reflectors are feeling that and they're moving through it. But the goal for them is really to allow themselves, again, to tap back into the strategy and the authority for themselves of waiting the lunar cycle. And because of this source of energy that's being expressed through your openness, because you're also expressing out the energy of the cosmos on top of the other people and the environments that you're within, it allows this beautiful gifting that it connects you deeper into these natural rhythms and cycles and the ebbs and flows of, you know, the moon and nature and all of these things. You guys are very tapped in to all of that stuff. And so it's just allowing yourself to just stay the gentle observer of these ebbs and flows and this movement, and understanding like some of them are going to be subtle shifts. Some of these are going to be bigger, intense surges, right? Kind of depending on like what's going on energetically, and then pairing that like with what your environment is and the people that you're around. It's kind of like, you know, a trifecta, if you will, of things that are kind of moving through you and shifting through you. So you have to learn how to just like notice it and be the gentle observer, all the things, and not becoming too firmly attached and being flexible and learning that you are here to go with the flow. You are here to change maybe each day and how you're kind of operating and moving and like being okay with that. Because in these experiences, like I said, you really crave these full life experiences, and most reflectors are going to have a lot of life lived experiences you get to learn and grow and evolve through it all. And like you crave that. And through that, though, is where you then dip more into this purpose because you're reflecting back out to everyone else. And you just get to be in the enjoyment of being able to experience so much out of life and just really like experience the world in a way that no one else can really experience it the way that the unicorn, right, the reflector can. Now, two ways that I've also heard this explained that I feel like is really, really helpful. And I wanted to share both because I feel like this is, again, it's a simple, easy way to kind of like better understand if you're a reflector or if you know a reflector of really what's going on and how this all works for them. So the first one is that the reflector is the sky and everything else is the weather. Right. So the weather patterns and the shifts and the changes that are moving through, this is what's going through the lunar cycle, right? This is what's moving through the reflector. On any given day, the weather could shift. It can change. It could shift and change throughout the day. It's always constantly ebbing and flowing and moving. And there's so all this vastness to it, right? But the sky is still the sky. The sky is the vessel. The sky is the openness. The sky is there holding all of the weather and the shifts and the changes that get to be seen and experienced, right? But the sky gets to hold it. It gets to be the container of holding all that vastness of the surges and the shifts and the changes all at once, right? Like how beautiful is that? And the other way that I've heard it explained is the reflector is the canvas. It's the open canvas. Then everything else, the paint, how the things are coming onto the canvas to be expressed for all of us to see, that is everything else. That is all the energy, all the cosmos, that's the people, the environment are coming on and they're painting onto this canvas that we all get to see. But the canvas is still the canvas. The canvas is still the thing that's holding it. It's the vessel, right? And the canvas doesn't attach into all of that, right? It's just, this is the expression. Right. And so when we're looking at these two examples, what is going to then be extremely key for the reflector so that it continues to keep moving and shifting and evolving and being this constant expression of all of this energy through its beautiful openness is environment and energy management is freaking so paramount for the reflector, because this is the time that it allows for it to dump out what is not for the reflector, right? Because I said that like the reflector is kind of everything and nothing all at once. It's really kind of this, it needs to be this open vessel for these things to reflect it out. And so it can't continue reflecting out all these different things if it continues compounding more and more and more and more on top of the canvas, right, per se, right? It needs to dump out. It needs to clean out because it's all these open centers that are being amplified all the time from all the things. So environment and energy management is key. So this looks like a lot of different things. Sleep hygiene, super important for the reflector. Just like the non-energy types, I talked a lot about this, is that, you know, making sure that you are making sleep a priority, making sure you're getting enough sleep, maybe noticing when you need to sleep alone. I mean, I still sleep with an energy type as a projector, right? But there are periods, and I talked about this in the projector episode. So if you're a reflector, I highly recommend going back, listening to the non-energy types and what I spoke on about certain things about energy management, because it will correlate to you as well. And so just in case if I forget anything and whatnot, like I talked about kind of different things with the projector and manifestor and continue to kind of like add more tips of things. But I do have chunks of time where I am sleeping by myself. So the reflector might just have to notice, like maybe there is time where I'm noticing, like I'm just not feeling good, right? And we'll dive more into what that even means when we're looking at alignment and overall health for the reflector, but that's an indicator, right? I'm not feeling good. Like I need time by myself. So maybe that's napping and getting the naps in during the day by yourself to discharge. It's a complete alone time from no, like get literally getting away from all energy types. And this can even be animals Because animals have their own energy that there's flowing out of them. So in the environment too, like depending on like how your house is feeling or things like that. So getting out in nature is like a big one for reflectors, because you are so in tune with these natural ebbs and flows and cycles, like being outside, getting that fresh air, getting into water, getting into vitamin D, maybe really also honoring like the moon cycles and starting to understand that more, and like figuring out like how is your body working with the moon cycles if you're, you know, still menstruating, or menstruating. What does that look like, right, when you're in your different cycles, and how does that affect you with the moon, and just kind of like maybe tracking some things. I just lost my train of thought. I started thinking of something else and then I was like, whoa, no, that's not where I was going. But like food and things like that are really important too. Like, how are you nourishing your body? Being very aware of like how you're bringing in food. You may find that you need to eat food by yourself, right? Not be eating in big crowded spaces that could be affecting you. There's just so much, within the energy management piece and combining it with your environment, that's just going to be so, so, so essential for your health, your happiness, and your alignment, especially when we're looking at your environment and the people you're around and the environments that you're within. So alignment really for you, I mean, it's so easy. Like, it almost sounds too easy, but this is literally how it is. If it doesn't feel good, then it ain't for you. Like, just, does it feel good? That's the environment. Does it not feel good? Then it's not for you. Does hanging out with that person feel good? Cool. Hang out with that person. Does it not feel good? Then not. And that can even oscillate and change. There could be environments where you go into it and you're like, today's just not the day for this environment. Because depending on where you are within your 28-day cycle, right? And depending on what you're moving through cosmically, energetically, you may find like, I don't know, we'll just use Target for the example, right? You're just like, fuck, me and Target are a no-go on this day. But then the other day, it's like, I love it in here, right? It could be same thing with people. It's just like, oh, I love hanging out with her, but you know, now I'm just getting a feeling like this doesn't feel good, right? Like, it can shift and it can change. And this is what the reflector has to be okay with, is just like learning that there's going to be ebbs and flows and what feels good and what doesn't feel good. But again, when it comes to those bigger decisions, right? So maybe it's like a work environment that you're in and it's not feeling good. It doesn't mean like that day you're like, well, peace out, I'm not coming back to work. You know, it's understanding like if you go through your lunar cycle over 28 days and it continues, right? It's still not feeling good, still not feeling good, still not feeling it, and it continues popping up for you. You're like, okay. I'm clearly, this is not the environment for me, or this is not the work for me, or this is not the thing for me, or whatever the case may be, right? And then that's where you're, again, you're gaining the clarity around how you're feeling in this. So, you know, smaller decisions could maybe mean you give yourself a couple days, or maybe a couple of different emotional states that you're in, really allowing yourself to kind of ebb and flow. And see if it's a consistent, yeah, this just doesn't feel good, or actually this feels amazing. I'm going to continue doing this and keep following it, right? And just trust and know, again, the energy will carry you, the energy is going to guide you. It's going to be really supportive. You just need to kind of like surrender into it. But it's key for you to continue to keep finding environments, cultivating community, friendships, spaces where you can go in and it feels good, and being in those spaces while also honoring that even if you're in a space that's like, this feels really freaking good, you still need your alone time, because at some point you're going to hit a burnout. You're going to hit, you know, a space where it's like, you've been in too many, you've been reflecting too much, reflector. Okay. You need to be, like I said, you need to learn how to dump out and get back to being the open vessel and then going back in, right? So whatever that looks like, we really got to look at our cycles, our own self-care practices, our own energy management, and how are we getting it to the emptiness of the openness of our vessel, so we can continue to keep being in that awe of life, the expansiveness, just like this excitement of and this childlike wonderment that life has to offer, but also gets to be like the joy of the ride that you get to be on as the reflector. And it's just been, you know, it's a beautiful ride that you get to be on. So yeah, that is everything. Well, it's not everything. I mean, there's always more. Like I said, there's always so much to learn. There's always so much to dive into, especially for reflectors and better understanding things. But I hope that this episode was really supportive and helpful for you to be able to better understand yourself if you're a reflector, or if you know a reflector, love a reflector, supporting a reflector, and just kind of how they operate. And so you can just better see them and their gifting and better understanding how, you know, their unicornness works. So if you're loving this episode, please share it with the socials, tag me, tag that, the podcast, leave a review. And yeah, if you have questions, please, by all means, feel free to slide into my DMs. I am more than happy to answer questions and chit chat, especially if you're a reflector. Like I said, if you're a reflector and you're not one of the reflectors I already know that's listening to this, then, I mean, obviously I still want to talk to you guys. Like, I love my reflectors. You know I do. You know who you are. But if you're a new reflector to my world, like, please message me. I love being able to meet other reflectors and be able to talk to you and hear about your lived experience. Because like I said, you're here to experience a lot of life. And I'm sure you have a lot of amazing stories and wisdom and goodness to offer. And I just love being able to, like I said, my own gifting and my projectorness is to listen. That is literally my purpose. Not just as a projector, that's literally my purpose in my incarnation cross, is all about listening. So I love to listen to all the stories that a reflector has to share. So yeah, I'm super excited to be now wrapping up the energy type section of the series. We are going to start moving into the authorities. I'm going to start getting on those and recorded and hopefully uploaded very soon. So sit tight and be ready for those. And yeah, love you guys. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode.